Unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Welcome to 2024. The crowd celebrated in Times Square at midnight.
A giant sparkling New Year's Eve crystal ball came down to start 2024, with confetti raining down on those in Times Square who were cheering, hugging, kissing, and shouting. Many, like Michelle Weich, hoping the new year brings peace around the world.
I just hope it's just a better place, a better place to live. Everyone just come together as one, you know, and just love on each other.
Thousands of police officers worked to keep the event, one of many happening across the city, safe. Julie Walker, New York.
A series of strong earthquakes shook Japan's western coastline on this New Year's Day. The AP's Donna Warder with this.
People were told to evacuate seaside areas following the series of quakes. Japanese public broadcaster NHK TV warned that torrents of water could reach as high as 16.5 feet and urged people to head to high land or the top of a nearby building as quickly as possible.
Early on, one of the earthquakes was said to have had a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. Ukraine says Russia launched a record 90 Shahed-type drones over Ukraine during the early hours of this New Year's Day. A 15-year-old boy was killed in the city of Odessa. Russia is also reporting Ukrainian attacks. There's word that 4 people were killed following Ukrainian shelling on Russian-occupied areas of Donetsk. Thousands of Israeli soldiers are being shifted out of the Gaza Strip, according to the military. This could be a signal that fighting is being scaled back in some areas of Gaza, but fierce fighting continues in other areas of Gaza. This is AP News. Okay, it's New Year's Day, and for many of us, that means New Year's resolutions. We ask social psychologist Omid Fotui to give us some advice for sticking to those resolutions.
As you think about goals, it's important to anchor them based on who you are and where you are now, so that you set appropriate goals. And again, remembering that goals are only there to serve a function, to get you started. And if they don't do that, then maybe that's not the appropriate goal for you.
Okay, but what about all those resolutions we already made, maybe years ago? He says people hang on to resolutions for way too long. He's got some examples.
For instance, they might have had a particular weight that they had when they were in high school, and they've hung on to that desired same weight for decades. But it's no longer relevant to who they are.
Social psychologist Omid Fotui. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports is courtesy of Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. LSU quarterback Garrett Neusmeyer is confident he can lead the nation's most prolific offense into the post-Jaden Daniels era. The third-year sophomore will take his team to the field today against the Badgers in the ReliaQuest Bowl on New Year's Day. The Badgers and LSU will be kicking off at 11 o'clock. Also last night, Jordan Love threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for a score to put the Packers in control of a spot in the playoffs with a 33-10 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. Aaron Jones rushed for 120 yards and Jaden Reed had 2 touchdown catches as the Packers moved to 8-8. In other NFL games, Arizona 35-31 over Philadelphia. Baltimore beat Miami 56-19. Buffalo 27-21 over New England. The Bears beat Atlanta 37-17. Houston 26, Tennessee 3. Indianapolis 23-20 over Las Vegas. Jacksonville 26-0 over Carolina. The Rams got a win against the Giants 26-25. New Orleans 23, Tampa Bay 13. San Francisco 27-10 over Washington. Pittsburgh 30, Seattle 23. Denver 16, the Chargers 9. Kansas City 25-17 over Cincinnati. From the NBA, Atlanta 130, Washington 126, Boston beat San Antonio 134-101, New Orleans 129, the Lakers 109, Oklahoma City over Brooklyn 124-108, Phoenix 112, Orlando 107, Sacramento 123, and Memphis 92. The Bucks get back to action tonight. They'll be hosting Indiana. And there's lots of college football today other than the Badgers playing against LSU. Iowa's at Tennessee. That's going to be right around a noon kickoff time today. Liberty at Oregon, Alabama at Michigan, and Texas at Washington among the games in college ball.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that illness and injury don't make appointments. That is why our urgent care department is now open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. For more information and urgent care hours, visit our website at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, and healing for 100 years.
Clouds will give away to some sunshine today gradually, and a high of 33 expected. Tonight, partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a low of 22. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer, a high of 37. Wednesday, 32. It will be mild for the first week of the year as well. Thursday, 31, and Friday, 33 degrees. In Richland Center, following an earlier reading of 31, we are down from that. It is currently 26 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today. Happy New Year from all of us at WRCO.
Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins, we said goodbye on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go. Where the sidewalk is, you left a lot. Some people leave and never come back. Some stay in touch, some lose track. Your mind kept saying, come on, let's go. You started learning what you don't need to know. Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins, I'll wait for in the cold, dark night, you might come back. You had to go where the sidewalk is. I'll never know. Hide from the future, run from the past. I guess I'll stay here as long as I can last. Whistle's still blowing, but the train is gone. Ain't no wheels gonna take the sidewalk ends, then the road begins. We said goodbye on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go. You bet I'm not. Where the sidewalk ends, you left a lot. I'm not afraid to go.
straight. Happy New Year, everybody. Yes, it is time to get together once again here. Maybe if you were up till midnight, you're a little groggy today. I don't know. Get that coffee percolating and get ready for the day. As we started out, lots to look forward to today. Things to see and do. We'll have some special programming right here on the radio as well. And we'll be getting you ready for the new year. I'm not really one to make resolutions, but I think the one that always really stands tall with me is just to live each day. You know, really enjoy it. Sometimes we kind of wallow in our own pity and kind of lose sight of the fact that, hey, we're breathing. You know, we got a chance to make a difference. You know, so I guess live each day. That's kind of that should be the goal of everyone as we get ready for 2024. Make the most of it today. Thanks for getting up early. This is Sydney Hansen on FM 100.9.
We were two drinks in. When our lips first met, and the rush I felt hasn't left me yet. It's all blurred, then again it's not. So the only question that I've got.
Unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too.
Walker on Country and Community, WRCO Radio, rumor has it. 6:17 the time. It is 26 degrees. Good morning for the commute today, if you have to commute, or getting in place for the Badger game a little bit later on today, or maybe hanging with family and friends. I'm guessing traffic will pick up a little bit later on today as folks head back from their New Year's or their Christmas holiday ventures.
Never painted a room before? It's easier than you think. Our team can set you up with all the supplies you'll need to get the job done. Head on over to All American Do It Center, and you'll find more Valspar Medallion colors than you could possibly imagine, including the perfect one for your interior painting project. Medallion is the only paint and primer with Colorfinity and provides a one-coat color that lasts. So get organized, get down to work, and enjoy your home's new interior look. Try Valspar Medallion Paint and Primer today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, we'll get a news, weather, and sports update today at 6:30. Recapping a Packers win from last night. Packers kind of playing themselves back into the playoff hunt, but it's going to be a big, big game against the Bears coming up this weekend. I can tell you it's a tough week for me right now. Anyway, time to catch a train on New Year's Day. This is Roger Miller.
Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest, and I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers, did by chance she find a romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead.
cry. Oh my, you're so blue. But I'm here to help you, beautiful you.
The Oak Ridge Boys on WRCO. Happy New Year. Monday morning, January 1st. We're at 26 degrees. That is so far the overnight low. Here's David Ball.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. And I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this,
didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all, I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own. I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. But one night it was raining hard, I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
A great story from David Ball and Riding with Private Malone here on WRCO. The news update for today, January 1st, is coming up next. Nominations are still being sought for this year's Making a Difference Awards. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet held this year Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Nominations are being sought for Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, the Emergency Responder Award, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero, Up and Coming Youth Award as well. Nominations are easy. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com. You can also drop off information at 1313 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Nominations are due January 5th at 5 p.m. Now is the time to nominate the people who are making a difference in Richland County.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. The forecast for today calls for gradual sunshine and a high of 33. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a low of 22. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer, a high of 37. And Wednesday, 32. Currently in Richland Center, we're at 26 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Wisconsin's economy ended 2023 in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The report says the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. An Amber Alert ended in Iowa County over the weekend. Raymond Newpert has more.
Iowa County deputies say a vehicle that was part of an Amber Alert out of Indiana was spotted at a gas station in Barneveld. The vehicle left the station and Dodgeville police stopped the car on US 151. An 11-year-old who had been abducted in Indiana was rescued, and three people inside the car were taken into custody based on warrants from Indiana. No other details are being released. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
On Friday afternoon at approximately 12:51, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to McIntosh Road in the town of Pulaski for disturbance amongst siblings. All occupants left the residence except a male suspect. The male subject barricaded himself in the residence and was believed to be armed and under the influence of narcotic drugs. The decision to not escalate the situation was made due to the male subject being alone and not an imminent danger to anyone else. Then at approximately 3:41 Saturday afternoon, Iowa County Sheriff's Office and Village of Avoca Police Department were able to successfully take Kyle McIntosh into custody at the McIntosh Road address. Kyle McIntosh was arrested on charges of probation hold and endangering safety by use of dangerous weapon. Kyle will remain in the Iowa County Jail awaiting court in Iowa County Circuit Court. No injuries happened during all events. As a part of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's continued efforts to modernize its unemployment insurance services, the agency is launching a project to upgrade the unemployment insurance employer portal, while also progressing with work on new tools to calculate benefits for claimants. The new employer portal also will increase security and offer modern design and layout, expanded functionality that incorporates all the wage submission requirements and allows users to respond to requests for verification related to a claim, and secure messaging and document upload options for more convenient and secure communication. The employer portal upgrade follows other modernization efforts underway throughout DWD. The River Valley School District will hold a meeting coming up on Wednesday morning at 9 at the district office in the Village of Spring Green for the purpose of verifying the declarations of candidacy submitted for the school board election on April 2nd in the school district. Immediately following the verification, a supervised drawing of lots to determine the order of the candidates' names as they will appear on the ballot at the election will be done at that time. The Rotary Club needs volunteers to help with the start of taking down Rotary lights in the park tomorrow morning, starting at 10 o'clock. If you can help, please come to Kroska Park. The main goal is to get all electrical cords on the grounds collected and sorted into the different sizes of 10 through 100-foot cords. There will be containers available for them. Please dress for the weather. You might want to bring more than one pair of gloves. Thanks to all who attended Rotary Lights in the Park's 12th year. The Rotary Club plans to be back with Rotary Nights and Rotary Lights in the Park coming up in November of 2024. Over the weekend, news out of Lincoln County of a UTV crash.
Lincoln County deputies say a 48-year-old man lost control of his UTV early Sunday morning in the town of Scott. He rolled into a ditch and was found trapped underneath the UTV by rescuers. He was unable to be revived. A passenger who was also injured was treated at the scene and released. The victim's name is not being released, pending notification of relatives. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Saturday evening, WRCO FM 100.9 held Triviathon. During those were the days. After being on hiatus, Triviathon was brought back last year. Traditionally, Triviathon is held on New Year's Eve, but the Packer broadcast moved it ahead one day. The winning team from Saturday's competition was Party of 10, coached by Aaron Jelinek. Congratulations to Party of 10, and congratulations to everyone who took part in Triviathon and made it a success this year.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to collation and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Today, clouds will give way to some sunshine gradually and a high of 33. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a low of 22. Tuesday, 37 with clouds, and Wednesday, 32 with breaks of sun and breezy conditions. Thursday, 31 with plenty of sunshine, and Friday, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. In Richland Center, some pretty good weekend weather. Certainly a very slippery overnight Saturday into Sunday, so that caused for some problems yesterday morning. Yesterday, we did reach that 35-degree mark, and then the temperatures fell to the midnight mark. Temperatures were in the 30s for the most part, 31 here at the studios at midnight, and we're down from that with a wind from the southwest around 5 miles per hour. It is 26 degrees.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Center.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A recap of weekend sports and details on a Packer win from last night coming up.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The 41st annual Bi-State Wrestling Classic was held over the weekend in La Crosse. Richland Center was led by senior Teague Perkins, who won five matches and placed sixth for the second year in a row. Junior Ethan Hady finished 10th and placed at Bi-State for the second time. Senior Cole Brenninger won four matches, and junior Braden Kleppe won two, but neither was able to place. For the Richland Center girls, senior Madison Meyer was runner-up at 152, and senior Emma Hady placed third at 100. While sophomore Madeline Muller won three matches. Ithaca Weston had one place winner in junior Mac Neef at 285, who logged three pins and earned an eighth place medal. Six teammates from Ithaca Weston won a pair of matches. Ethan Stoll, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, Logan Anderson, Caden Coleman, and Caleb Burkram. For the Ithaca Weston girls, freshman Kaylee Manning won three matches to reach the finals. River Valley junior Noah Radke won the final match of the tournament in the closing closing moments with a 2-1 come-from-behind victory and finished third. Five Blackhawk teammates won a pair of matches but failed the place. Ben Reese, along with Mason Schulte and Wyatt Knockreiner, Hunter Alt, and Blake Brickle. For the River Valley girls, freshman Montana Joles won three matches and placed eighth. Riverdale was led by sophomore Grant Matthews, who improved to 22-2 in the season with five victories, including four falls, and won his third place match. Senior Caden Renish placed sixth, while sophomore Brody Meese was eighth at 126, and freshman Lakota Brewer ninth at 120. Senior Sean Duffy won three matches, and junior Jordan Baumkamp won two, but neither was able to place. Elsewhere in sports, Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw three touchdown passes and ran for a fourth score in Sunday night's 33-10 win over the Vikings. It was the first-year starter's best game of the season. He completed 24 of 33 passes for 256 yards. He got ground support from Aaron Jones, who was finally healthy after an injury-filled season. Jones rushed 20 times for 121 yards. The victory means Green Bay makes the playoffs if it wins next week at home against the Bears. When Coach Matt LaFleur's team lost five of its first seven games, that was considered a very long shot. Quarterback Jordan Love commented on the good team effort.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was out there executing. We were moving the ball, getting into a rhythm. You know, I was trying to get the ball out of my hand quick and get it to the playmakers and let those guys go make some moves in space. And that's exactly what we were doing. And the run game was really great tonight. You know, Aaron Jones, AJ, PT, you know, those guys battled the whole time. O-line did great. So I think everybody was just executing at a high level tonight.
Coach Matt LaFleur commented on the win.
That was a complete football game, really in every phase for four quarters. We knew it was going to take a great effort. I think Minnesota got a lot of respect for their coaches and players and what they've been able to accomplish. I know they were shorthanded, a lot of guys, but, you know, we've been down that road too, and we've had a lot of guys step up.
The Packers and Bears will kick off, it appears, at 3:25 this Sunday. It was a TBA game for Sunday, but it appears it'll be the second game in the network's showing. From the NFL yesterday, Arizona 35-31 over Philadelphia. Baltimore beat Miami 56-19. Buffalo 27, New England 21. Chicago 37, Atlanta 17. Houston 26, Tennessee 3. Indianapolis 23-20 over Las Vegas. Jacksonville shut out Carolina 26-0. Rams 26, Giants 25. New Orleans 23, Tampa Bay 13. San Francisco 27-10 over Washington. Pittsburgh 30, Seattle 23, Denver 16, the Chargers 9, Kansas City 25-17 over Cincinnati. The New Look Badger football program completes an up-and-down season at the Relia Quest Bowl against LSU. Wisconsin will be seeking its third straight win in the game with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Coach Luke Fickell's squad seemingly turned things around with victories in the final two games of the regular season against Nebraska and Minnesota. At least six starters will miss the action, including running back Braylon Allen. LSU is a 9.5-point favorite, even though it has to go without Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels as its quarterback. Pregame time, 9 o'clock today on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Marquette managed to wipe out a double-digit deficit in Saturday's 72-67 win over Creighton. The Blue Jays built an 11-point edge in the first half. Marquette faces a light week following the holiday with the next action in a Big East game coming up at Seton Hall on Saturday. Former Badger volleyball player Ella Robel will have 3 years of eligibility remaining after she transfers to Ohio State. The 6'4" outside hitter announced the move on Instagram on Saturday. Robel played in six matches as a freshman, then redshirted this past season. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Monday morning, January 1st, sports.
Well, I wish time had a throttle. I wish years had changed your mind. I've been in labels of the bottle till that clear green glass could finally get its chance to shine. But I ain't gonna make excuses. I've since lost all track. demons and their muses. So if you're still keeping score, then you can keep your heart attack. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. You heard stories about my past, and they're probably true. Hey, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. I don't wear those shoes no more. And the sweet old winds of change took a while to call my name. But now and then those sleeping dogs come howling at my door. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. You heard stories about my past, and they're probably true. Make me a list. Hey, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Demons and their muses. So if you're still keeping score, then you can keep your heart attack. Hell, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. Y'all heard stories about my past, and they're probably true. Oh, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. I wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is bound to be shorter than mine. Hey, that list of things you don't like about me has gotta be shorter than mine.
That's new from Tanya Tucker and The List, as we make lists on a Monday, possibly doing the New Year's resolution thing, and good luck with that. As always, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, don't set the bar too high, you know, just prepare yourself for disappointment, right? You know, that's kind of my motto, you know, kind of baby steps, but it is important to look at possibly doing a few things different and changes in lifestyle or whatever coming up for the new year of 2024. Thanks for starting it here with us at the radio station in Richland Center. Here is Exile.
Somewhere in the night, I fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, a brand new feeling opening up inside, and I don't know whether to jump through the roof or break right down and cry. Woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? Running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love. Run around in no particular direction. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection.
But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning and I said, look what I found. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? I'm running around with a foolish grin, painted all over my face. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day.
The Brewer Public Library will be closed today for the New Year's Day holiday. A reminder, there will be a New Year's Day Mass today at 8 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Cazenovia. Benediction will immediately follow the Mass. All are welcome to attend today.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Save extra now during the After Christmas half-price sale at Mr. G's in Richland Center in Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price. Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. Hurry in. Sale ends Monday, New Year's Day at 2 p.m.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, choose Mr. G's.
We're working toward 7 o'clock this morning and a news update from Associated Press and more regular features today, this morning on a Monday, January 1st. Hopefully things went well. You had a good celebration last night. It was kind of a little bit subdued for me. I don't know. We just, you know, June's still holding babies. And so Squirt and I celebrated. We rang in the new year about 9 o'clock last night. That was our Happy New Year, Squirt. And that was about the extent of my wild, exciting night last night. We're at 26 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge this morning. Here's Elvis.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingsley with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis. Got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picket would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming. So I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. If you guess who's leading that five-piece band? And wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
WRCO FM 100.9, where we're expecting highs in the low 30s today, a low of 22 tonight, 37 for tomorrow. That appears to be the warmest day of the week. Pretty mild temperatures for the first week of January. They are predicting possibly some sort of snow event coming in next week early on. So, yeah, it'll happen. Guarantee you. 26 right now. Here's Morgan Wallen.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gon' be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.